USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.